Executive, you're returning your call?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, on the line, sir.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Hi, Henry.
Sorry, I thought it was better if I finished with
Reagan. Oh, no. I just called and get a report. I thought you had called. I'd been meeting him.
No, I talked to Reagan, and he's in great shape.
Did you get the Taiwan thing? I tell you what I think has happened on Taiwan. It's the goddamn Washington Post. Their headline, if you see it, is Nixon agrees to withdraw from Taiwan.
But Reagan says there is a little trouble out on the West Coast in some of their evening papers' headlines. But he said he never doubted for a minute. He read the communique. He said, hell, that's what the president told me he'd do. He said it's conditional. This is our policy. That's the Nixon doctrine.
Yeah.
And he said, you have to remember, Henry, he was giving me courage.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, you have to remember the press has been dying all week long.
Oh,
and
he did, huh?
Yeah, and he said, he had heard what you said tonight. He said, that's terrific. He said,
he heard the speech?
Yeah.
Good.
He said he was proud of you. He said the only other thing that he would suggest is that we planned a question for Ziegler tomorrow saying, well, what about the defense? Say, as Dr. Kissinger said in Shanghai, as the President said yesterday, no, the defense commitment still stands, and that's the last thing to say.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
But I think you should take it just a tiny bit easy with your statement to these guys.
To the leaders. Oh, don't worry. I've covered it. I'm going to let you and Rogers say it.
Now, Barry Goldwater, I talked to, was a little more difficult. Let's make sure you explain it properly tomorrow morning to the leaders. And I'm having breakfast with him on Wednesday.
All right.
And I think they're going to get him.
He's well, he's, of course, Buckley's working on him.
And,
Buckley's working on
him. Actually, I have to say, in history, that Reagan's defense, Tim Buckley called him this morning, trying to get him out today.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I believe in the president.
I think maybe Jim Buckley's lost.
I don't think so. No, to put it more fairly, Tim Buckley asked him what he, Reagan, thought he should say. And he said, just say that the president, that you are sure the president did not undermine the defense commitment.
Well, we said it tonight. What the hell do you mean? All said.
But Reagan,
okay.
Reagan congratulated you. He said it was one of the greatest speeches you've had in the president. And he was bubbling, and Nancy, who's got a hell of a lot more brains than he has, was equally enthusiastic.
She was, huh?
Yeah.
Well, of course, Reagan can see it in terms of the political impact, can't he?
Yeah.
The television impact, huh?
That's right. He said you had a great pilot last week, and I think he thinks you can run it. You can tell it in the theater.
Okay. Well, good, Henry. Fine.
So I really think we all reacted a little bit too strongly to the Washington Post.
Well, the Washington Post, and there were some radio and the early wires, and also, let's face it, Buckley has Spider-Man.
Well, he made a damn mistake against the guy.
We really did, because he's been supercilious and nasty and hard to deal with.
There are a lot of columns that could have written if he hadn't been in it.
Right. I don't know how to handle him except to have nothing to do with him from now on. What do you think?
Well, I may try to talk to him but I think one lesson is learned is no sense taking an opponent.
Never take your enemies. I've told Haldeman that a dozen times.
Give them empirical information.
Yeah. Yeah. Buchanan was the one that pushed him. Pushed for it.
And you know Haig is about as hard line as you can get.
Right.
He thinks this is one of the great diplomatic revolutions.
He does.
Now, one other interesting thing. Last week, I didn't want to bother you there with things.
Yeah.
The Russians sent us a message sort of saying, what's going on? You keep criticizing us.
Yeah, criticizing.
Well, in the world report, and I sent back a message from Xi Jinping saying, you make the fire down. We are serious about the Jewish kids on with you.
Yeah.
And from that day on, there haven't been any hostile artists. And so far, has come to the very factual way.
Well, I think on this meeting with Sabrina, it's probably worth it if you would bring him in for a minute. fail, would it? I just think it's just a good little touch of it.
Well, my frank opinion is to do it after, not right this minute.
Part.
Because I'm worried that these
Chinese bitches
may just get it back to the Chinese that you saw the green and right.
Fine. But you can see.
Oh, I'll see if Einstein has a question.
And then you tell him, though, because he may say, well, the president said,
well,
I see him say, yes, the president does want to see you because prior to the trip, Mr. Ambassador, the president wants to have a good off-the-record talk with you to get your advice. How about that?
Something like that. Good.
And then say, we'll say to you, and maybe we'll set it up for a little dinner, a little private dinner. Let's do it that way.
My experience, Mr. President, with the Russian test is that you never lose by being...
Well, my point is, hang that out there, and then he can report to his government. He's going to be seeing the president to have a talk. Okay.
Right.
Okay, boy.
Right.
Get some rest. You ought to feel pretty good. You know, Fur Rogers, I think you're right, he'll be for this now that it's public. That public reaction out there, I mean, that we didn't expect that goddamn much.
They were some demonstrators. I'm just saying that this is the best proof that it was.
On the other hand, they were with us. And those people were cheering. They started to clap when the plane drove up.
That cabinet, if things were at all tough, they've never yet been out of front, but things were tough. They were in ecstasy. And Elliot Richardson, who's a sophisticated guy, says that the diplomatic master stroke, that the communique was superb.
He sees it. Why the hell didn't Bill see it? God damn it, I don't understand.
He doesn't have that sort of a...
He didn't get it?
He doesn't have it.
And that poor damn Green was taking him on, sure.
He's done it on everything. You remember, Oscar Lindy told us this was going to lose us everybody. Reagan saw it. These guys are now...
Reagan is really... But he was all right.
Reagan is next to...
But would you ask him to make a statement?
I asked him for his support.
I want him to make a statement. Okay.
Good.